KJAN Sports.
It's time to take a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Atlantic hosting its Trojan Relays last night. Due to the construction here, it was moved to Griswold last night, and Harlan was a winner on the girls' side with 148.5 team points. Glenwood had 134 points for second. Atlantic placed third with 124 points. Lewis Central and Abe Lincoln round out the top five. Harlan picked up wins from Justine Booman in the 110 hurdles, Kaya Beaker in the 1500. They also got wins in the 4x200, 4x400, 4x800, and shuttle hurdle relays. Atlantic picked up victories from Haley Rasmussen in both the 200 meters and the 400 meters. Atlantic also got second place finishes in the 4x400 and 4x800 meter relay events. On the boys' side last night, Glenwood won the team title with Glenwood picked up the win in the team title with Atlantic placing second last night. Lewis Central placing third. Clarinda fourth. St. Albert was fifth. Glenwood won the 4x100 relay, the 4x200 relay, and the shuttle hurdle relay. For Atlantic, they got double wins from Craig Allen Becker as he grabbed both the 800 and 1600 meter titles. Colin Mullinex also a two-time winner last night, winning the 400 hurdles and the 110 hurdles. Zane Berg grabbed the 3200 meters, and Atlantic also picked up a win in the distance medley relay event last night. Also in Rolling Valley Conference, track meet was held last night as Woodbine hosted that event, and Woodbine picked up wins on both sides. The girls saw Woodbine with 143 points, Cam with 125, Arweva, Glidden, Ralston, Booyer Valley, the top five teams. Cam's Molly Vantiger broke the meet record in the shot put with a toss of 39 feet 2 inches. Jade Jackson owns the 100 hurdles for the Cougars in a meet record time of 16.85 seconds. Cougars also won the shuttle hurdle relay. Exira EHK grabbed a win in the 4x400 meter relay. On the boys' side, it was Woodbine at 148, Cam at 124, then Glidden-Ralston, West Harrison, and Coon Rapids Bayard, the top five. Lane Pryor led the charge for the Tigers team title with a record-setting wins in the shot put and the discus. Cam got wins from Connor McKee in the 110 hurdles and the 400 hurdles. Lane Speaker in the long jump. Cam also picked up relay wins in the 4x800 and the shuttle hurdle relay. Exira EHK's Tyler Kingery won the high jump. Glidden Ralston's Brigham Daniel took the 100, 200, and 400-meter titles in that meet last night. At the Pride of Iowa Conference Track and Field Championships last night, the girls' action saw Wayne win with 165.5 points, Mount Air 140.5 for second, and Nottoway Valley was third at 105, Central Decatur and Lennox the top five teams. Nottoway Valley got wins from Maddox DeVault in the 100 hurdles. They also picked up wins in the 4x100 and shuttle hurdle relays. McKenna Hogan of Lennox won the 800 and the 1500 meters. The Tigers also got wins from Cadence Douglas in the high jump. They picked up the 4x800 and distance medley relay titles as well. On the boys' side, Central Decatur won the team title with 150 points. Mount Air 147 for second. Lennox was third with 88. East Union and Martinsdale St. Mary's round out the top five. Lennox got a win from Jonathan Weaver in the 110 hurdles. Southwest Valley's Marshall Knapp won the high jump, while Dylan Inman won the discus for the Timberwolves in that meet last night. Let's move over to girls' golf now, where Creston defeated Red Oak 205-257. Riley Driscoll of Creston had the low round of 40. Denison Sleswig beating Lewis Central and Kemper Catholic last night. Denison shooting at 213, Lewis Central 240, Kemper Catholic 242. Kenna Soppy of Kemper was the medalist, shooting the low round of 50. Tess Peterson of Denison also shot 50 last night. It was Glenwood beating Clarinda, 211-242. Morgan Stanislav of Glenwood had the low round of 48. IKM Manning shot 231 to beat Missouri Valley, who didn't have a full team score. Kylie Powers of IKM Manning, medalist, with a 48. Lennox also a winner last night with a 217 total as they played Southwest Valley and Fremont Mills. Neither of those had a full team score. Medalist was Chelsea Hokanson of Lennox with a 50. Logan Magnolia picked up a 218-260 win over AHSTW. Allie Myers of AHSTW shot the low round of 48. Also, St. Albert beat Abraham Lincoln 215-270 as Lainey Sheffield and Alexis Narmi of St. Albert each had the low round of 51. Tri-Center beat Riverside 217-237. Addie Brink of Riverside shot the low round 44 last night. In boys golf, AHSTW defeating Logan Magnolia, 199 for the Vikings, no team score for Logan Magnolia. Boyer Valley beat Woodbine 176-217. Adam Puck of Boyer Valley shot the low round of 41. Creston defeated Red Oak 183-208. Colby Berg of Creston a 38 last night. IKM Manning defeated Missouri Valley 165-193 as Kyler Rasmussen of IKM Manning posted a 38. Fremont Mills a shot of 170 to beat Southwest Valley at 208 and Lennox at 213. Cooper Langfeld of Fremont Mills had the low round of 39. Kemper Catholic beat Carroll 334-340 as Drew Munson of Carroll shot the low round of 78. Tri-Center Downing Riverside 178-201. Ethan Reeks of Riverside and Grant Way of Tri-Center each carded the low round of 41 last night. In high school soccer play last evening, in girls action, Atlantic, a 1-0 winner over Nottoway Valley West Central Valley as Jada Jensen scored the lone goal and Aubrey Geyer had the assist. Edria Brummer had 10 saves to help Atlantic to that 1-0 win. Creston beat Sheraton 2-1, Glenwood over Sioux City East 3-2, Missouri Valley over Logan Magnolia 6-0, St. Albert beat Harlan 4-1. In boys soccer, it was St. Albert's over Atlantic 5-1, Denison Sleswig over Kemper Catholic 4-1, Lewis Central beat Creston 8-0, Missouri Valley 4-0 over Logan Magnolia, Riverside 2-0 over Underwood. In girls tennis, Glenwood 5-4 over Clarinda, boys tennis, St. Albert beat Glenwood 5-4. The Atlantic 4th grade AAU volleyball team won the team title at the 2021 AAU State Volleyball Championships held in Lake City. Atlantic came out on top in a 17-team field. Reese Harlan and Madeline Waters were named to the all-tournament squad for that meet. Atlantic native and former Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Ryan Hawkins announced on social media yesterday he's headed to Creighton University to finish his college basketball career. Hawkins decided last week to enter the transfer portal and use his extra year of eligibility at the Division I level. Ryan told KJAN Sports yesterday that he had Creighton in mind when he hit the transfer portal, and he likes the tradition they've developed.
Just the tradition and the success of the program in the last few years makes it hard to turn down a Power 6 school and get to play in the Big East every night. It's tough to turn that down, and it's super close to home, which I like, so I'm excited about that.
He said the recruitment process was pretty difficult right now because he couldn't officially visit any campus due to COVID restrictions.
It was kind of a difficult decision because you can't take college visits right now for athletics because of COVID. So couldn't do anything visit-related till June 1st. So that made the decision pretty hard. But at the same time, you know, I'd been on Creighton's campus before, you know, as a kid and stuff growing up. And so I felt comfortable with that. But, yeah, I had a lot of schools reach out and just had to get really good at saying thanks but no thanks.
The fit should be a good one on the basketball floor for Hawkins because he said the system isn't totally different from Northwest.
I have the ability to stretch the floor for them, so offensively the system's pretty similar to what I've been running at Northwest, so I'm excited about that. And then defensively I won't have to guard the post anymore or near as much, so I'm excited about that as well.
Well, the Blue Jays are coming off a 22-9 campaign this past season with an appearance in the Sweet 16 of the NCAA tournament. There'll be a lot of holes to fill, though, with all five starters either transferring or declaring for the NBA draft, and that'll give Hawkins a chance to lead right away.
Yeah, I hope I can bring a little bit of the leadership piece of it that, you know, playing for 4 years at Northwest has given me. Hopefully I can use that a little bit as far as the experience piece and leadership. But I'm just excited to get out there and compete and hopefully get a chance to play quite a bit.
Hawkins just finished a national championship season with Northwest, and he leaves as the Bearcats' all-time leading rebounder and second on the career scoring list. Iowa football coach Kirk Ferentz says spring drills were productive for his team. The Hawkeyes closed out their spring with an open practice on Saturday.
You know, we're kind of in tears with our football team. Got some guys that played a lot of football. You think about Leonard Baum on offense. Think about Van Valkenburg, who's he's like 28 now or whatever, however old he is. But, you know, both those guys out there just really practicing well. But I'd say that about all of our experienced players, I thought they really were working hard, thought they improved. And if we're going to have a good team, that's really important.
Ferentz says with no spring drills a year ago, it was important for the young players.
This is the first time they've really had to kind of push it a little bit. Yeah, and I'd say the same thing about our second guys, you know, missing last spring, missing camp, the second-year players. You know, they got a lot of ground to cover, too. So the only way to get that ground covered, you got to go out and experience and figure out just exactly how far you got to go And so I think this will be a good, good education for them.
Hawkeyes will open up next season at home against Indiana. In Major League Baseball, the Cardinals got by the Mets for a 6-5 win last night. Nolan Arenado, Harrison Bader both went deep. Arenado driving in three for the Cards. Adam Wainwright got his first win despite allowing 5 runs on 7 hits and 3 walks over 5 2/3 innings. A 5-run seventh inning pushed Cleveland to an 8-6 win over the Royals last night. Kansas City got home runs in the loss from Whit Merrifield and Hunter Dozier, while Jorge Soler and Dozier had 2 hits and 2 RBIs each in that loss. Elsewhere in baseball, the Phillies beat the Brewers 4-3, Twins over the Rangers 6-5, Rays beat the Angels 7-3, A's over the Blue Jays 5-4, Padres over the Pirates 2-0, Orioles beat the Mariners 5-3, Giants and Rockies were postponed, and the Dodgers and Cubs were postponed last night. Both of those two matchups will see doubleheaders to make it up today. And the long wait almost over now for the Iowa Cubs, who will open up the new season tonight at home against Indianapolis. For most of the players, it'll be their first real game since September of 2019. Here's free agent outfielder Ian Miller.
It's going to be fire, man. It's going to be fire. That's the word I'm going to use to describe it. I can't wait. My heart rate's going just talking about it a little bit,
Miller says they're also excited to play in front of fans.
I'm looking forward to it. I don't know how it's going to be. I'm sure I'm going to be nervous, but this is what we're used to, playing baseball. So hopefully, you can kind of take the emotion out of it in a good way and just have a positive experience.
It also ushers in a new era as the iCubs are part of the new AAA East League, which came about because of restructuring by Major League Baseball. That's Check of Sports here this morning. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.